Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There is a lot of information today. So we are going to get right to it. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Radio.com. If you ever miss our show, get the Radio.com app. You can catch all our podcasts and the Johnny Mosley podcast and Vinny's side piece on Alt 105, which is airing tonight. Radio.com. In fact, before you yell at us about something on our show, make sure you've listened to the show. That'd be helpful. Mm-hmm. Just a suggestion. Making us a little suggestion. That's all. I am going to start with what all the living presidents have to say about George Floyd.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to start with. Yesterday, Barack Obama participated in a virtual town hall and expressed support for the protesters, called for police reform. He told the young men and women of color, quote, "I want you to know that you matter. I want you to know that your lives matter, that your dreams matter. I hope you also feel hopeful, even as you may feel angry, because you have the power to make things better, and you have helped to make the entire country feel as if this is something that's got to change. You've communicated a sense of urgency that's as powerful and transformative as anything I've seen in recent years." Obama also paid tribute to the vast majority of those in law enforcement who share the goals of reimagining the police. He said that they have a tough job, but they've been outraged. They want to be part of the solution. And I thought, wow, look at that. What a helpful thing to say. Mm-hmm. George Bush. Here's what George W. Bush had to say. Brace yourselves. It's good. It remains a This is George W. Bush. It remains a shocking failure that many African-Americans, especially young African-American men, are harassed and threatened in their own country. It's a strength when protesters protected by responsible law enforcement march for a better future. This tragedy and a long series of similar tragedies raises a long overdue question. How do we end systemic racism in our society? The only way to see ourselves in a true light is to listen to the voices of so many who are hurting and grieving. Those who set out to silence those voices do not understand the meaning of America or how it becomes a better place. I thought that might have been the best thing I ever heard W say. Bill Clinton said, "No one deserves to die the way George Floyd did. And the truth is, if you're white in America, the chances are you won't. The truth is what underlies the pain and the anger that so many are feeling and expressing, that the path of an entire life can be measured and devalued by the color of one's skin. We need to see each other as equally deserving of life, liberty, respect, dignity, and the presumption of innocence. We need to ask ourselves and each other hard questions and listen carefully to the answers." That was Clinton. Jimmy Carter said, "We must all shine a spotlight on the immorality of race discrimination. But violence, whether spontaneous or consciously incited, is not a solution. People of power, privilege, and moral conscience must stand up and say no more to a racially discriminatory police and justice system, immoral economic disparities between whites and blacks, and government actions that undermine our unified democracy. We're responsible for creating a world of peace and equality for ourselves and future generations." And just because I'm including all the living presidents, here's some of the things President Trump has had to say about all this. He's made it clear he believes the rioting and looting dishonors the memory of George Floyd. He hasn't gone out of his way to show support for the protests. Still believes that law and order are what we need to heal America. Yesterday, he tweeted, "In 3.5 years, I've done much more for our black population than Joe Biden has done in 43 years. I've done more for Black Americans, in fact, than any president in U.S. history, with the possible exception of another great Republican president, the late, great Abraham Lincoln. And it's not even close. He also denied media reports that he hid in a White House bunker during last weekend's. He said, I did go down for a tiny, little, short period of time, but only to inspect it. And those are all your living presidents and what they have to say about that, which I guess we will make no comment on. I think they speak for themselves. That guy. Bill Murray's 27-year-old son, Caleb, was arrested at a protest in Massachusetts on Monday. I did not know that Bill Murray had a 27-year-old son named Caleb.
I didn't either. That is so
but he does. And okay. I was also surprised by that.
All right.
So
quietly,
he was arrested. Yeah, I know.
He has a family. All right.
Yes. Well, to Caleb's credit, he hasn't become, you know, the jerk that some children of stars have become. He's not famous for the wrong reasons.
Right.
He's not famous at all. He's just a dude named Caleb. Bill Murray's 27-year-old Caleb was arrested at a protest on Monday in Massachusetts. He was charged with disorderly conduct, a threat to commit a crime, and 3 counts of assault and battery on a police officer. So, way to break into the news, Caleb. According to the police report, he was uncooperative and was also accused of spitting on and biting an officer.
All right.
So, he's been released on $10,000 bail. But, turns out Bill Murray has a kid.
Yeah, I don't.
I know. I'm like, okay. Oh, well. There's something. This is a couple coronavirus things here.
Looks like he has 6 kids.
Oh, boy. What?
Get
6 kids.
The
tell
heck
me more.
Out of here.
Tell me more about Bill Murray's 6 children.
Luke, Cal, Homer, Cooper. Caleb's not even listed here, though. That's the funny thing.
What?
Yeah, I know, but I did see his name as I typed it in because he's all over the headlines.
Does he have several wives or girlfriends or what? I don't really know much about his private life. Isn't that interesting?
Looks like he has 2 ex-wives.
Okay.
Wow.
Jennifer Butler and Margaret Kelly.
All right.
So I'm just doing research here on the spot. So, yeah, it's 6 children, but none of them are listed as Caleb.
As
so
Caleb, huh.
I have to figure out and do more research, I guess.
Maybe Caleb is like a middle name on one of the other kids.
That's
he
quite,
goes by
yeah,
Caleb or something. Or, yeah, that is. Or maybe he just has more kids than he thinks he does. He doesn't list them all. I don't know. If you lose, you get to 6, you start to kind of lose track. Oh, shoot, I forgot that one kid.
If you had done this as trivia, a trivia game, I would have absolutely guessed that Bill Murray has stayed a bachelor, and even if he had a kid while participating from a distance, I would think the kid would go, I barely met the guy.
Yeah.
Just because of the way he's known in the media as being extremely strange. And there's stories out there about, like,
you can't get a hold of him.
Right, you can't get a hold of him. How he picks movie roles is very strange, and all the everything is, he's one of our most
beloved actors too. Like, mm-hmm. I love Bill Murray.
Me too.
And you're right; he's like a man of mystery. Like no one quite knows what the hell's going on. I mean, or maybe just not widely reported. Like, why aren't we reporting on this guy?
Good for him. I mean, I think that's what I have. You hear Leo DiCaprio mention this and other guys mention this, that you don't want your personal life to outshine the characters that you play. You don't want someone to go, oh, Charlie Sheen.
He's Charlie Sheen blow.
The
right.
whole time, and it takes over any possibility that he could ever play a different role because you just can't see that.
Right.
And so that's why many actors, good actors, smart actors, they lay low. They don't want some their antics to outshine. And I guess that's what he's been up to, is curating his sort of.
Well, and even if he was kind of out of control early in his life, like there was no social media. Like nowadays, the fact that everybody has a little reporting device in their hand, you can't go out and pick up groceries without them going, celebrities, they're just like us. Here's Ben Affleck with a Starbucks cup. Oh.
Right.
It's a weird world that we live in, and good for Bill Murray for finding a way to kind of say, no, thanks, and making that work. Where does he live? In the forest?
Like, I don't know. You're asking me? I don't know.
I'm turning to the panel here.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I don't know. Does he keep a home in Iowa or Idaho?
He has
or
a home in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Let's see.
Well, he's got to have some place to crash when he's there doing stuff. Maybe he just lives in L.A. He's quietly going about
I would have guessed he has a place at Pebble Beach, which is a place he's very famous for visiting during the Pro-Am. Right,
here's a list. It says, Los Angeles, Rancho Santa Fe,
South Carolina,
New York, a bunch of them, actually. There's so much here.
Of course.
This guy's a mystery.
He's been famous forever.
Mm. Right.
New York makes sense.
And six sons. Man.
None of them named Caleb. This dude is he's a wild card. He's right out of the forest.
We just have a texter text in say Cal is probably short for Caleb.
Oh, is one of them named Cal?
Makes sense. Yeah. Cal, yeah. Cal is there.
All right. The mystery solved. Oh, finally. We know all the details.
Texter. Couldn't put those two together.
Mm. All right. This is a terrible story. Amanda Klutz. Do you know who that is?
No.
She's the wife of Nick Cordero, the wife and mother of his baby boy. This is the Broadway star who got COVID, was having problems, then had further complications involving, I believe, blood clots and has lost a leg, and it has been in a coma for quite a while. She's been told, say goodbye. She won't. She refuses to. She's trying to remain positive about Nick Cordero's health. She's been warned. I guess they're not being easy with her at this point. Like, you need to accept this. Let's see. He's had 41-year-old has also suffered two mini strokes, put on a ventilator. He's in a medically induced coma. She's been keeping fans updated, his wife, on his recovery, and opened up about being told to prepare for the worst. I've been told a couple times he won't make it. I've been told to say goodbye. I've been told it would take a miracle. Well, I have faith. Faith that is small as a mustard seed sometimes, but that is all you need sometimes. He's still here, and despite his odds, he gets slightly, slightly better every day. Where there's faith, there's hope. Where there's hope, there can be a miracle.
Okay.
So
I feel terrible for her.
Me too.
Awful. I wish that... I don't know if he's at the point. I wish that everyone had given medical directives to their partners or family, because I know my directive would be unplug me. Let me go.
Yeah. You know, did you do that when you did your trust?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's harsh. The guy sits across from you and says, what if this happens? What about this? What about this? What about, and you got to decide.
Well, you're doing that in part to set the people in your life who love you free from having to make incredibly difficult decisions on your behalf. And obviously, and this is one of those things that it's too hard of a position to put someone in to say, yes, unplug him without having given them that directive.
Right.
And so she has to do what she's doing. She can't say she will never sleep again. Ever in her life if she's the one who gives up. So that's a tough position, and I would urge anybody who hasn't yet to consider getting a will or a trust and getting
you can actually print out a directive form online. You can find that and file that without having to go through look, you should have a trust if you own a house, if you have some money, if you know whatever it is, that it's not cheap. You see a lawyer for it. It's documents that they draft up, but it's like having life insurance. You know, you want there to be something if something happens to you, and you don't want stuff to go get frozen or go into some kind of probate thing where suddenly your family is not just dealing with the loss of you, they're dealing with money problems.
Right. Well, I do understand that this dude, Nick, is what, 41, you said?
Yes.
So if we were to rewind 1 year from right now and we were to say to him, Nick, listen, you got to go and make yourself a trust and get some directives, he would probably answer by saying, I'm 41, dude. Relax. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And like, he would also be like, I'm under this baby. Yeah. I can't think of anything right now.
It is a weird thing. I understand that when you're 41, you think to yourself, I got a long time before I'm thinking about that stuff. But then, look, here he is. So
life happens.
Right.
Let's see. What time is it? Okay, I am going to leave you with a couple of minutes from Michael Che. You probably know him best from Weekend Update on SNL. We're going to let this guy talk us right into commercials. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Back.
We can't agree on anything anymore. As a country, we just can't agree. We just fight about everything. We can't even agree on Black Lives Matter. That's a controversial statement. Black lives matter. Not matters more than you. Just matters. Just matters. That's where we're starting the negotiations. Matters. We can't agree on that. What the fuck is less than matters? Black lives exist. Can we say that? Can we say... Is that controversial? We always ask for the lowest common denominator. We ask for the lowest rights. Gays were fighting for equal rights. Equal rights. Could you believe that's an actual stance you could have? You could be for equal rights? That means there's people out there saying, I think everybody should have the same rights as everyone else. And there's other people like, nah, son, I disagree. I just don't think so. Black people was fighting for civil rights, not even equal. Just civil. Can we get civil? I'll take civil rights. Just be civil. I just want civil. Can we get civil? Turn the hose off. Can we just get... They don't tell you black lives don't matter. That's not what they say. That's not the argument. They hit you with that slick shit. Like, well, all lives matter. Really? Semantics? That would be like if your wife came up to you and was like, do you love me? And you were like, baby, I love everybody. What are you talking about? I love all God's creatures. What are you saying? You're no different. Why do black people always have to get over so quickly? Thanks, black lady. Right? Why do we always gotta get over every time we bring some up? Slavery. Oh, that was 400 years ago. Segregation. Oh, well, you guys got Black History Month out of it. Come on, we gave you February. Police shooting. That was 2 weeks. Come on, you still? 9/11. Oh, never forget. That's why this September I'm getting a t-shirt that says all buildings matter. Let me see how that works. No? You want one?
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.